Oh, cause me to fear you in secret and in public. The fear of Allah, the fear of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Man qara al-Qur'ana wa hamida Rabba wa salla ala an-nabiy wa astaghfara Rabbah." Translation: the one who recites Quran, invokes the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal, recites blessed durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and thereafter seeks forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, faqad talaba al-khayra makana. Undoubtedly, he has located goodness from its correct location. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in last episode, I discussed about the blessings of Jannah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this episode, I shall discuss the blessings of calling towards righteousness. It is stated on page 502 of the remarkable book, Neki Ki Dawat, written by Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Atta Qadri Razvi Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Hujjatul Islam Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi wali reported in Ihya'ul Ulum. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Zakariya alayhi rahmatul Kibriya has stated, "Once I visited Sayyidina Abdullah bin Muhammad bin Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was returning home from the masjid after performing Salatul Maghrib. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw a young Qurayshi who was highly intoxicated and was forcibly holding a woman who was screaming. People rushed and fell upon him, beating him up. Sayyidina Ibn Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, recognizing him, freed him from the crowd and hugged him affectionately, took him home and made him sleep. He had come to his senses when he awoke. When he became aware of his shameless behavior during his state of intoxication, he became very ashamed and wept and began to depart. Sayyidina Ibn Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stopped him and did neki ki dawat, calling him towards righteousness in a very gentle and loving manner, making him realize that, O son, you are Qurayshi. How great! You are of noble descent. Think seriously that you are a descendant of the greatest and the most honorable personality. Dear son, repent from alcohol and all other sins." That young Qurayshi lad was deeply ashamed and repented tearfully and pledged to stay away from intoxication and all other types of sins. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kissed the young man's forehead with affection and gave him great encouragement. He became deeply impressed and joined the company of Sayyidina Ibn Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and was later appointed for writing down blessed ahadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, have you just seen the blessings of neki ki dawat, that an intoxicated young man drowning in sins by Sayyidina Ibn Aisha rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, doing neki ki dawat, put fear of Allah azza wa jal into his heart, making him not only repent of his sinful life, but also inspired him to acquire the blessings of ilm-e-deen. We should also call towards righteousness in courteous manner, doing individual efforts upon those who indulging in sins like telling lies, backbiting and hurting others, etc. If we do this with sincerity and in a proper manner, inshallah azza wa jal, it will produce outstanding results. If someone gives up evil and reforms and begin to do good deeds, his good deeds become sadaqah jariyah, which is a source of acquiring continuous blessings after death for us. Remember, calling towards righteousness is such a great work that Allah Azzawajal continued to send His Rusul and Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam in the world from time to time for the guidance of mankind. If He Azzawajal wills, He Azzawajal can make wicked people get reformed even without Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. But He Azzawajal has willed that His bondmen convey the call to righteousness, endure hardships in His path, and then gain great rewards and ranks from His court. Therefore, Allah Azzawajal continued to send His Rusul and the Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam in the world for the fulfillment of the sacred task of call to righteousness, and finally sent His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, bringing prophethood to an end. He then left this great and glorious task to the beloved Ummah of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so that they could reform each other, fulfilling this significant obligation. Then our pious predecessors, saints rahimahumullahu ta'ala, sahaba kiram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, carried out this blessed work following the courteous manner of the blessed Prophets alayhim salatu wassalam. Allah Azzawajal has described excellence in the call towards righteousness in different places of the Holy Quran. Here is verse 104 of Surah Ali Imran, part 4, with its translation from page 128 of Kanzul Iman, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Da'wat Islami. Allah Azzawajal says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation: unless there be such a group among you that may call towards goodness and command what is righteous and prevent evil, and the very same attain their goals. Commenting on the foregoing verse, the renowned scholar of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Ya Khan Alihi Rahmatullahi Al-Hannan, has stated in Tafsir Na'imi, volume 4, page 72, O Muslims, there should be one such jama'at amongst you, or that you should establish such a movement that enjoins people inclined towards sins towards righteousness, and invites non-believers towards Islamic faith, the transgressors towards piety, the heedless towards awareness, the ignorant towards Islamic knowledge and gnosis, the reserved ones towards the pleasure of divine devotion, and those in oblivion towards consciousness. Similarly, this movement enforces correct beliefs, good manners and good deeds by preaching, by writing, using practical force, gently, and a ruler to his subject strictly. Further, this movement ought to prevent people from false beliefs, ill manners, bad deeds, evil intentions and evil thoughts by verbally, by writings, and even by force. All Muslims are preachers. It is fard for all Muslims to command people to do righteous deeds and prevent them from evil. Preaching is a very significant worship in Islam, because the other acts of worship benefit us, whereas preaching benefits others as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, every Muslim is a preacher, whether he is a scholar or an imam of a masjid, or a spiritual guide, or a disciple, or a trader, or a customer, an employer or an employee, an officer or a laborer, a ruler or an ordinary person, no matter whatever his professional and social status, he should continue to spread sunnah and perform the madani activity of call towards righteousness among the people he lives or works with. He should strive to perform this great task, making the best use of his abilities. Those who carry out the obligation calling towards righteousness properly, Allah Azzawajal bestows them glad tidings of success and prosperity. It is stated in Blessed Quran, part 24, Surah Ha Mim As-Sajda, verse 33. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and whose speech is better than one who called towards his Lord and does righteous deeds and says, I am a Muslim? Commenting on the foregoing verse, a renowned scholar of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Ya Khan Alihi Rahmatul Mannan, has stated in Tafsir Na'imi, the best among all in calling towards righteousness is the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and by virtue of him, saints and scholars, even Mu'addin, the one who calls to prayer, those who say takbir saying Allahu Akbar, and every mu'min who calls any creature towards righteousness are also included in aforementioned verse. So we came to know that Allah Azza wa Jal loves that conversation which calls towards righteousness, albeit preacher makes it with a rough voice or in simple terms. Hujjatul Islam Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has narrated, Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam once humbly asked Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, what is the reward for the one enjoining his brother to do good deeds and preventing him from evils? Allah Azza wa Jal said, I write the reward of 1 year's worship for each word of his, and I have haya, I have shyness in giving him the torment of hell. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers, if we convey the call to righteousness to anyone, we will reap the reward of 1 year's worship for every kalima, for every word or sentence. Say we deliver dars from Faizani Sunnah to only one Islamic brother in the masjid any day, reading out 2 pages and describing 20 good things, the reward of 20 years worship will be recorded in the book of deeds, whether or not the Islamic brother listening to the dars acts accordingly. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if the Islamic brother starts acting upon what we preach during the dars, we will also continue to get as much reward as granted for him, as for as long as he keeps acting. If he teaches any sunnah he learned from you to somebody else, so both he and you will get reward. In this way, your reward will continue to multiply. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if anyone becomes aware of the reward of the call to righteousness in the hereafter, he will not waste even a single moment, but strive to continue to spread the call towards righteousness. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, indeed delivering dars from Faizani Sunnat is a means of conveying the call to righteousness. Therefore, pluck up the courage, get rid of Satan, remove hesitation, and start delivering at least 2 dars from Faizani Sunnat daily. Give 1 dars at the masjid, or square, or marketplace, and also deliver 1 at your home at a predetermined time, gifting the listeners with the powers of sunnah and reaping great reward. Listen to 2 ahadith in this context and get electrified. Number 1. The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever teaches my ummah in such a way that a sunnah is established or corrupt beliefs are eradicated, he will enter heaven. Number 2. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prayed, may Allah azza wa jal keep the one fresh who listens to my hadith, memorizes it, and conveys it to others. My dear viewers, today the vicious campaigns of the non-Muslims are striving for the survival and propagation of the irreligion in the world. But alas, the Muslims have indulged themselves in their worldly matters only. Regretfully, it seems today's Muslims have considered just eating, drinking, and merrymaking as the aim of their lives. Who cares about preaching to others about Salah and Sunnah? They do not even have time to offer Salah with satisfaction for the betterment of the hereafter. How can we find the heart full of love for the Sunnah when we are all just engrossed in proving world and just the world? Remember, Amrun bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun anil Munkar. In other words, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil is an extremely important act. Negligence towards it would cause laziness and weakness in carrying out virtuous deeds. Misguidance would spread and ignorance would become prevalent. One can guess the importance of calling towards righteousness from the following narration. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an has reported, keep commanding what is just and forbid what is evil. Otherwise a cruel ruler dominate you, who would not be kind to your youngest, supplications of the righteous people would not be answered, and they would not be spared when they seek forgiveness. My dear viewers, we just learnt that one of the causes behind prayers, not being answered is giving up the important obligation amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun 'anil munkar. At times, a large number of people complain of their prayers being unanswered, express discontent, and grumble in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, such critical remarks could be dangerous to one's iman. Therefore, exercise patience whenever you face any catastrophic situation. Even if these prayers apparently seem unanswered in this world, are indeed accepted. The blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, three things happen with the prayers. They are answered in time, or Allah Azza wa Jal prevents some misfortune to befall him, or goodness of this prayer is accumulated for him in hereafter. In another narration, it is stated, when a person witnesses his reward of these prayers in the hereafter which left unanswered whilst on earth, he would wish that none of his prayers were accepted in the earth but reserved for the hereafter. Therefore, it is not appropriate from any angle to complain about those prayers leaving unanswered. On contrary, do you pray a lot and call towards righteousness with great enthusiasm. Inshallah Azzawajal, with the blessing of this great Madani work, prayers would also be answered. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil is a great obligation. The blessed Quran conveys glad tidings of prosperity and salvation, and praises preachers, even blessed ahadith give glad tidings for them. So let's listen to a few blessed ahadith for gaining passion for calling towards righteousness. Number one, meeting your dini brother with a smiling face is a sadaqah, and calling towards righteousness and forbidding evil is also a sadaqah. Number two, Jannatul Firdaus is decorated specifically for that person who calls towards righteousness and forbids them from evil. Number three, Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala an has stated, Allah Azza wa Jal sent revelation to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in the blessed Torah. Oh Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, the one who calls towards righteousness, forbids from evils, and calls people towards my obedience, will be blessed with my proximity and the shade of my throne on the day of judgment. My dear viewers, have you just seen the immense significance and blessings of calling towards righteousness? This is the exact reason our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, never showed laziness in calling towards righteousness. If we have a look in our history, this crystal clear fact discloses that our blessed saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, carried out this blessed madani work of calling towards righteousness in every era with full spirit and enthusiasm, and authored countless unprecedented books in view of their great passion of publication of ilm-e-deen and for the comfort of coming generation by making the best use of their time. In short, our blessed pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, discharged their duties sincerely by authoring books, delivering speeches, and calling towards righteousness. But alas, today we have ample opportunities available to call towards righteousness, despite we do not, due to our laziness. Remember, when performing it with sincerity for divine pleasure, we will certainly find it a very pleasurable act of worship. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the silsila, the fear of Allah Almighty has come to an end. So I pray to Allah azza wa jal that He enables us all the ability that we are able to call towards righteousness, and that whatever was said, recited or heard, that we pass this knowledge on to other brothers and sisters. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah calls me to fear you in secret and in public. Fear of Allah, the fear.